Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Just a ship out on the ocean, a speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart flying that sad day with her partner, Captain Noonan, on the 2nd of July. Her plane fell in the ocean far away.
It was 75 years ago that pioneering aviator Amelia Earhart disappeared while attempting to fly around the world. Now there's an expedition underway to try to solve, finally, the mystery of what happened to Amelia Earhart. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. And when commercial TV hit the airwaves in 1939, this song, called Amelia Earhart's Last Flight, was part of that first broadcast. Of course, it probably wasn't quite as jaunty as this version by the Texas cowboy, writer, and raconteur Kinky Friedman.
Where a plane went down at night in a blue Pacific to a watch of gray.
In 1939, Earhart's disappearance was still a topic of heated debate, drama, and rumor. Today, 75 years later, it's still serious business. Obviously, for the expedition that's steaming towards Howland Island in what is now the Pacific nation of Kiribati, but also for a lot of other folks. For some, Earhart was an early champion of women's rights. And for others, especially artists, she's become a kind of metaphor for being lost and alone. Joni Mitchell captured this in her song called simply Amelia.
A ghost of aviation, she was swallowed by the sky or by the sea. Like me, she had a dream to fly. Like Icarus ascending on beautiful, foolish arms. Just a false alarm. Maybe I've never really loved. I guess that is the truth. I've spent my whole life in clouds at icy altitudes and looking down on everything. I crashed into his arms. Amelia, it was just a false alarm.
Amelia Earhart inspired songs like this after her death, but she inspired a fair amount of creative writing while she was still alive. She cut a larger-than-life figure, especially as a tall, lean, educated, professional woman in the 1930s. You might have called her a jet-setter if there'd been any jets back then. But the press had a field day with her. Lady Lindy, some called her, because she was the first woman to follow Charles Lindbergh into the aviation record books, and because at least some writers thought she looked a little like him. But it was United Press that coined the term that stuck, Queen of the Air. That title, and the images of pursuing a dream and of a woman who's disappeared, all come together in this song by the band Everclear. Queen of the Air is the name of that song by Everclear and one of the nicknames given to Amelia Earhart by a press corps that was fairly restrained, at least by today's standards, which is remarkable when you think that this woman in the 1930s had what we would now call an open marriage. So when she went on her fateful trip to circle the globe, accompanied by her navigator Fred Noonan. There may have been some raised eyebrows, but the press seems to have approached the story with some decorum. So did the Irish rock band Bell X One, who wonder what exactly passed between the two of them as their plane went down.
I'd say life's a different story when you're facing certain death. I wonder, did they kick back when they knew the game was up? Static on the radio, ain't no soundtrack for the end. Stick on a bit of Wagner and we'll go down. Let's see if we skip. Maybe there's no time for grand exits and pause. Twisting up propellers, chopping at the froth. And as she turned to Fred, she saw the fear in his eyes. And whatever was between them was heavy in the last word he said.
Bell X One's Amelia goes on to wonder if Earhart and Noonan found themselves on an island paradise, growing fruit all day and dancing beneath the moon at night. It's a lovely fantasy, but probably just a fantasy. The expedition now heading towards Kiribati expects to find only wreckage. But wreckage doesn't inspire songs. Stories, people inspire songs. And my favorite Amelia Earhart song by some distance is this one. From the husband-wife team known as the Handsome Family. Combining dark electric rock with the even darker sounds of Appalachian ballads, they offer this rip-your-heart-out love song to the lost aviator. Versus the Dancing Bear by the Handsome Family is one of a surprisingly long list of songs by folk, rock, country, and pop singers inspired by the mysterious end to Earhart's story. But classical music hasn't been immune. In fact, just earlier this year, the young composer Dylan Mattingly released a sprawling 40-minute-long piece inspired by Earhart's final flight, in which she and Fred Noonan disappeared on their way to tiny Howland Island. The piece is called Atlas of Somewhere on the Way to Howland Island. It's easy to imagine the sound of the plane engine failing here in Dylan Mattingly's motoric piece, but he may actually have something else in mind. In the notes to this work, he actually quotes from the Joni Mitchell song, Amelia, it was just a false alarm. and this part of his Atlas of Somewhere on the Way to Howland Island imagines Amelia and Fred not stranded on an island in the ocean, but on an island in a stream of stars. Meanwhile, on the real Howland Island sits the Earhart Light, a small lighthouse built in her memory. And somewhere between Honolulu and Howland Island is a ship full of scientists, salvage experts, and historians, hoping to finally be able to tell us the end of the story of the Queen of the Air. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer.
Just a ship out on the ocean, just a speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart flying out that day with her partner Captain Noonan on the first day of July. She fell into the ocean far away.